Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 8th and the whole week ahead. The Capricorn full moon that comes tomorrow starts building up today. And that means your sixth house is going to be filled with lunar vibrations. That's health, medical concerns, and also business, employment, anything to do with work. So the emphasis will be on these two things over the next fortnight, and change is coming. Here's your Sunday stars. The full moon in Capricorn is now here. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Your sixth house. And a full moon means the end of something. You actually get closure on the situation. And where are these things likely to be? Well, in job or employment or work or business, or anything to do with health and a medical area of your life. Might not be you, could be someone close to you. And here's your Monday stars. The Sun, your ruling planet, opposes Pluto. This is a battle between summer and winter. And so that means psychologically there are big changes to be made. And if you are prepared to look at yourself and realize that your destiny is something that you should pursue and not resist, then that will be all the better for you. There's a lot of psychological power play around, but in many ways, the battle is in and within yourself. Now here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely time for a relationship. With Jupiter, it's laughter and it's fun and it's joy. So is somebody going to pop the question? Is there a honeymoon? Is there a civil partnership, a marriage? I don't know, but that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. A commitment to somebody who brings love and happiness into your life. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, yesterday I talked about weddings and commitments, but of course, with the aspects that you get today, may not be your own. It could be an invitation to a wedding or a commitment towards somebody who is a friend or someone you have great joy in, and they say, I'd like you to be my best man, or I'd like you to be a bridesmaid, or I'd just like you to be there. What we're talking about is friendship and love combined. Here's your Thursday stars. As we push the planets, well, we don't push them, but as they push themselves into the eighth house, and what you're going to get now is a need to deal with desires and passions that are deep down inside. Be a little bit careful of somebody who may be more interested in money than you. And if you're going after somebody who, in a mercenary way, and there's no love involved, it could cause problems. Here's your Friday stars. This is lovely because we've got the moon and the sun working so well together. And that means we get emotional happiness and joy. A sensitive day, but also one where your own popularity rises and increases. The sensitivity can also come through psychic feelings and energies, which are well worth listening to.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.